I am Pastor Stephanie Page, and this is
Jamaican Lee Page. What's up?
Yes. I just want to encourage you, take a moment and share.
And share life.
Share.
All that.
Share. Yeah. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Pages Speak.
Yeah.
If you have not yet gotten a copy, please get a copy of my book, Gracefully Losing My Religion, Journey to Love Without Limits. It is available at Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble, and it's going to be available at the Evangel Christian Ministries bookstore. You can just go there and buy a copy. How awesome is that? So you can get hard copies from the bookstore, or you can get hard copies from me. Awesome. How awesome is that? Right. Anyway, today, we got some stuff to talk about. Smile.
Hey.
We can smile.
Smile.
Because the church, we need to show ourselves friendly.
Oh, my God.
Man, I cannot begin to tell you the number of times I've encountered my brothers and sisters in Christ, and they were grim at me. But listen, I understand we all have those days. We all have those times. But sometimes, you know, someone's having a bad day. Ooh. And other times, it's just, you know, I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm going to share because I'm one of those people. And basically, when I come into a place, I've always been before Christ. Let's talk about before Christ.
Okay, before
the things
Christ.
That I was involved in,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could not come around and be all smiley. They had names for you like, you know, Baby Huey and all that when you're all happy and big. So you had to have a certain level of a straight face in the places and the people that you ran with. Mm-hmm. You didn't laugh with everybody. You didn't show yourself friendly. Friendly meant the opposite of what the definition means. You know what I'm saying? Friendly means you soft. You know, and a lot of people, depending on their background, they come in with such a distrust and a it's something that they don't necessarily deal with when they come into Christ. It's something that we just kind of bring with us. Because, I mean, once you get saved, don't mean you don't bring some stuff over into
Absolutely.
The kingdom with you that's unnecessary baggage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So basically what you're saying is that the world has taught us to be untrusting.
Yes.
That we have to protect ourselves from others.
Yes.
And that we need to just keep other people away in order to stay safe.
Yes, exactly.
And so, but what that tells me is that those are habits that we sort of develop in the world.
Yeah.
And we sometimes have a hard time breaking that. When
it
we
becomes
come
a part of our, it becomes so much a part of us that when we come into Christ, it's almost like it is so much of a part of us. It's that the natural thing to a degree. And you go and you wear it, it's almost like you just said, you know, we try to cover up. We've been hurt before. We've been smiled and people mm-hmm. took advantage of us. We've been smiled at people and thought people were cool with us. And we found out we had a whole bunch of knives in our back. We've been smiled our way, you know what I'm saying, to people doing us bold and doing us wrong. Some people smiled all the time in relationships. And the person that was smiling back at you wasn't really in your corner, if you know what I mean.
So basically, we've been conditioned to sometimes be hard, and we've allowed.
Yeah.
Because most kids, you know, when you were little, did you smile, or were you happy, and did you play, and you just wanted to be friendly?
Yeah.
So when you first came, when there was still an innocence about you,
yeah.
you played, you were happy, you were friendly. And you went about your day and you didn't really have the burdens upon you to think, oh, this person may get me. And people a lot of times think that that is like a weakness
mm-hmm.
or that.
Well, not a weakness. It's something. Go ahead.
Yeah. think that it's a weakness, or that if I smile or show myself friendly, then I'm vulnerable.
Yes.
And that people will be able to get close to me, and if they get close to me, that they can hurt me. Yeah. But the problem with that is, you actually, when you walk around like that, you're really in bondage.
Yeah.
And you're in bondage to what other people have done to you, anticipating what other people may do to you.
Right.
When in your natural state as a child, and God says, you know, we have to be as little children. As a child, you were, you know, you smiled, you laughed, you played. You know, and that was really a natural inclination. You know, it's like babies a lot of times will smile. You'll make a goofy face and a child will just naturally smile at you.
Yeah.
So even as children, as babies, we know how to smile, and we do smile naturally. But what has happened is we've allowed the world and the darkness in the world to take away from us that nature, that innocence, that happiness of a child. And I think a lot of times, unfortunately, especially in our community, it seems to be even worse, because people just don't trust anybody, and everyone's waiting for, you know, the next shoe to drop. It's like I'm looking into and anticipate, you're gonna do something I don't like, or you're gonna say something that I'm not gonna like, or you're gonna say something that's gonna offend me,
right?
And I'm ready for when you come at me sideways, because I know you're gonna do it, okay. And I'm already putting my expectation of something negative on you. And the thing is, and it's true, you reap what you sow.
Okay.
So you're putting out that negativity and that expectation that something bad is going to happen. A lot of times you even speak it. I know something. I know they're going to do something. I know they ain't real. Well, I know they. And then, you know, then when things happen, they're going to say, see, I told you so.
I told you that's
how it's going to be.
Well, that's a perfect mindset. Because when you understand, when you have been through people who have not been genuine, who have not been real, sometimes you see certain things that are necessarily not what you see. So we go in casting judgments, casting assumptions. We coming in the game looking for something. We ready to, you know what I'm saying, but nothing if you buck. We ready to get it in, you know what I'm saying? And I think that, like, we need to understand that those things that we were in the world, the things that we used to do in the world, that's just not should be sowed in the kingdom of God. It should be a shifting, right?
Yeah, so that's why it's like in the church, you know, it's like we're already judging our brothers and sisters and not even fully giving them a chance to express love or to express genuineness. And then we wonder why we can't come into unity, why we can't be one, because we're already closed off before we even encounter people. And then we're not showing ourselves friendly. We're not drawing people to us. We're not getting close to anybody else. And we wonder, how are we supposed to be the family of God? How are we supposed to be one under the banner of Christ? It's like we're already setting ourselves up to fail.
Yeah. And another thing is, like, even now, even dealing with what we're talking about, I'm just now getting to a point where I understand that people can't hurt me in the thing that I'm trying to protect. The very thing that I'm trying to protect is something that God protects, and He also gives us this ability to love unconditional like He does. When we get to a point that we can pour out on people and not worry about how people can hurt us, because people are human. People are going to do some stuff. People are going to come from some jacked up places. This stuff that happened in their life. And they have, you know, they live to fight. They live to fight, whether it was fighting in their heads, fighting in their hearts, fighting for survival, trying to just survive and not be rejected and not be hurt and not to be bitter. But it happens to the best of us, and we have to release those pains and hurts. We need to be healed from the inner man. We need to be healed. We need to be set free. We need to be delivered from those things that caused us to build these walls around us, these very walls that God is trying to tear down. We're steadily trying to keep them built up. We're still putting a brick by brick. And we're looking for a reason to to keep these walls up, and God is trying to tear it down so hard. And we have to get to the point where we understand that God has given us, Uncle, now you know how much we hurt God in the things that we do and say and think and the things that we act upon. And God's love is never changing. If we really, really desire to be like God, we have to be like that amongst each other. That no matter what you do, you know what? I'm just going to love you. I'm just, hey, even if I see you janky, I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to come. I'm going to force my way to try to show myself as friendly as possible. And God has been dealing with me because I've been dealing with me, dealing with what's going on the inside of me. I'm my worst enemy. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes down to certain things, I'm my worst enemy. If I'm not dealing with the stuff that's going on the inside, and God is not working these things out of me, I'm going to carry those issues into relationships that God wants to bring in my life to be able to do some things big for the kingdom. I could be missing out on my blessing trying to diss somebody or, you know, trying to fight against somebody or looking, you know, menacing, because I got that in me. I learned how to menace. I learned how to come in and assert myself in such a way that's intimidating, that causes people to kind of be like, I don't know if I want to talk to you.
Yeah, and again, it's a bondage, and it keeps you in bondage, and it keeps us as a body from being able to come together and be one. And Jesus actually came to set us free from that, to heal the broken hearts. Mm-hmm. And there does have to be a healing, but the healing can't come forth until, and that's why I love what you just said, that, you know, you have to deal with you, because healing can't come forth until we realize and stop justifying the things that we're doing that are the result of past hurts.
Yeah.
See, a lot of times we'll justify what we're doing. It's like, oh, that's just the way I am. Or that's just the way I talk. You know, get used to me, honey, because this is just me. And instead of allowing God to heal our hearts so that his nature will be able to come forth, or the nature that he's placed in us will be able to come forth, we have to be as little children. We have that the faith of a child, to trust that our Father is going to take care of us, and our Father is going to fight for us, and our Father is going to deal with those things concerning us. And so, you know, the Bible tells us, you know, to show ourselves friendly and to greet one another with a holy kiss, and to, you know, to really be kind and to love one another. But there's a lot of bondage that we have to the things that have happened in our past that stops us from being fully who God has equipped us through Holy Ghost to be, who he has freed us through the blood of Jesus to be, and who he has purposed from the beginning for us to be as his children, to walk in love, to walk in, you know, being able to be vulnerable and be transparent. It's like what you were saying, you know, you walk with a grimace. It's like you've already judged people before you ever give them a chance.
It's already in your head.
It's already in your head what they're going to do, what they're going to say, how they're going to be. It's like I just recall, you know, sometimes listening to conversations with people who they think they are walking up in here. Like, I mean, just immediately a person can walk in before they can even open their mouth. They've been judged. They've been rejected. They've been criticized. They've been put away. And you don't even know what kind of blessing that person may possibly be to you, to the ministry, and in your life.
Yeah.
But you have removed yourself from receiving that blessing, or the enemy has caused you to be removed from receiving that blessing because of past hurt. So when Jesus came, he was saying, right after he came in from the temptation, he said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. And that's the gospel, the good news that we've been translated into the kingdom of God, that in God's kingdom, our Father has everything we stand in need of. As you seek the kingdom, everything is given unto you, and your Father's going to take care of you as you come under his rule. You know, preach the good news that, you know, it's all good in the kingdom of God. And then he also says to release the captive, the recovered sight, as well as to set free those who are bruised.
Come on.
And again, a lot of us have bruises on our hearts and bruises in our minds. Some of it comes from childhood. Some of it comes from past experience. Some of it comes from our parents. A lot of it comes from school.
Yeah.
Schoolyard bullies, people who talked about us, treated us mean, and we all learned to put up this protective barrier to protect ourselves from the hurt. Hurt from relationships that didn't go the way that we wanted them to go. Hurt from people being people, having expectations that people will behave one way, and they turn around and act a totally different way. And because of that, we put up walls and we put up armor. But you can't be that way and fully operate in unity because you've already separated yourself from your brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. How can we be one of one body in one mind? How can I be mad at and reject the hand if I'm the arm and expect to be able to do what I need to do because the hand did something that I didn't like? Even though it says if your hand sins, you don't cut it off. Yeah. But it's not talking about necessarily your brothers and sisters. It's talking about those parts of you that are taking you to a place that's going to damn you. You know, taking you to a place where you ought not be. But it's not talking about we can't be the body of Christ walking around in a perpetual state of offense.
Yeah.
And I think another root to that offense that comes up is expectations.
Yeah.
A lot of times we set expectations on others based on who we are.
Yeah.
So we expect others to do to us, as we would do to them.
And when we don't receive that,
then that's it. We're done with you. We're done with you. We cut you off. We're going to set you aside. We don't trust the process of Jesus. That's Jesus' process. I ain't got to wait for your process in Christ. When he get done, maybe he'll send you back into fellowship with me. Maybe he won't. Whatever it is, I'm good with it. No. We cannot have that kind of mindset because we do damage. We do damage to people. And even walking around, you know, people can see when you got an up with somebody.
That's true.
You ever been in like, it'll be funny how people are somewhat passive aggressive, where, you know, there'll be a conversation and they'll be talking and then they'll be like, okay, cool. And then when a certain person starts talking, and then somebody else, oh, okay, yeah. Or when a person walks in the room, they'll be all happy. Another person walks in the room, people see that. Babes in Christ see that. Yeah. Strangers that are coming in trying to know Christ see that. Sometimes your attitude or your ought with someone can actually turn somebody away from Christ.
Yeah. We have to get to a point where we need to fight against those things that cause us to allow ourselves to push ourselves away from being a person of love, drawing toward somebody instead of pushing people away. I have to fight sometimes on the inside because I've learned in the street certain things, you know, certain elements, certain people, sometimes would look at the demeanor of certain people and I'd be like, I just don't want to be bothered with them. I've seen this before. And 9 times out of 10, it don't even matter because what you've seen before should be a different thing that you see inside the body of Christ. If somewhere that they got some kind of old thing that happened to you back in the day, or demeanor or some kind of way about them that rubs you the wrong way, you know what? You need to fight past that thing in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You need to, because 9 times out of 10, and I'm just saying what's just coming to my heart right now. What you fight against normally in the body of Christ trying to develop relationships could be God actually got something, a blessing in it for you when you push past
it.
There could be a blessing in the way you come across, or, you know, it could be teaching you something. It could teach you that this person, when you go past that, it's not all bad. Nobody's perfect. You just have to go ahead and fight past it. Because your blessing can be right there at the tip of your nose and by you connecting with people. Because we right now, if I was to go by everything that we have another culture has done to us, we would literally not connect with anybody of that persuasion.
But the thing is, that's you. But even when that happens, that's sometimes you holding someone else's actions against the people. And that's just wrong. Yeah. It's wrong when it's done to us. It's wrong to do it also to them.
Yeah.
But bringing it back to the church, the Word of God tells us in Ephesians 4, that we have to strive to keep the unity. That means we got to work at it. So even like you were saying, sometimes you have to beat back your flesh, beat back the habits that you've developed, beat back even sometimes of your prejudgment of people. You know, you can be prejudiced against anybody because prejudice is simply just prejudge.
Yeah.
You can prejudge someone because of the way they look, prejudge someone because of the way they talk.
Yeah.
You know, my sister speaks in a way that, you know, people consider to be proper.
Mm-hmm.
And because she speaks that way, people think, oh, you just want to be light. But that makes absolutely zero sense. Me, you know, I remember I'd gone to a church. I was new in the church. And I'd come in, and, you know, and I always sort of carried myself a certain way, you know, dressed a certain way, walked a certain way. And people were just sort of like cold. And then one time I had gone to a meeting and I was just talking and they were like, I thought you were going to be a snob, but you're cool. Like, why would you think I was a snob? Because of the way I dressed, because of the way I walked.
Right.
You know, so you prejudged me and then you treated me poorly. And if I was the type of person that couldn't take that kind of behavior, I would have left.
Right.
You know, I would have just walked away. But, you know, a lot of times I'm strong and I sort of push, you know, I'll push through and I'll continue to be myself in situations. But, you know, but sometimes it's hard when you're meeting so much resistance because of you know, people walking in a state of offense or self-protection or prejudging you because of the way you look, because of the way you talk, and or because of the way you carry yourself, because of the way you may conduct business, because of the way you wear your hair, because of the type of clothes you wear, you know, and they've already prejudged who you are as a person, and then they treat you that way.
Mm.
And so in the body of Christ, can we just be friendly?
Yeah.
Can we just show ourselves friendly to everybody who comes in that door?
Love people, and
if they do something to offend you, you know, Peter said, how many times must I forgive? Continuously. You continuously forgive, because understand this, maybe nobody's perfect. And I'm sure you've done something to offend somebody else at some point in time in your life. You had a bad day. Your face may have been tore up. You may have said something the wrong way. I know I have been guilty. There have been times I was just tired. And I had to deal with some things. And the way my tone of voice was not necessarily my normal friendly self. And people are like, you know, and become offended. And I say, listen, please love me enough to come talk to me. Say, you know what? That sort of hurt my feelings when you said that. It sort of hurt my feelings when you did that. And give me the opportunity to humble myself and say, forgive me. I'm sorry. I apologize. And that's another thing. Don't put yourself in a position that, let's say you do have a bad day and you do snap and pop.
Yeah.
You know, don't just say, well, that's just the way I am. You just got to deal with it. No, honey. If you offend someone, humble yourself. Say, I'm sorry. Yeah. Because we have to strive to keep the unity. You have to be friendly. And you have to, you know, sometimes, a lot of times it's perception.
Yeah.
And sometimes people do misperceive you or they perceive you erroneously.
Right.
But you still have to say, you know, if your intention was not to offend, say, you know what? My intention was not to offend. Forgive me for offending you.
Absolutely.
Strive to make friends, to be friendly.
Push past that barrier that
in
between you, this invisible barrier that's keeping you from being hurt or rejected. Most people sometimes when they snap, and I've been guilty of this, people snap on you. And they snap out of the blue. I mean, like a snapping turtle. They just go in, right? And then, you know, I'd be ready to not. I ain't got to deal with you. I walk away from you. You know what I'm saying? And really hope not to see you ever again. But is that really bringing forth unity? Is that really bringing forth the love of God? Sometimes people just need to know that, oh, it was, you know, I understand you having a bad day. You know what I'm saying? God bless you. I hope your day gets better. I hope that God helps you with the pain that you're going through. Because really, people have pain. Sometimes they're tired, they're wounded by something. Something that you really don't have nothing to do with you. When you recognize that everything that comes your way really don't have nothing really to do to you, but the enemy will try to use that offense to bring you into a place where you're totally outside of the will of God. You can't say, you know, restore such a one, you know what I'm saying, in the spirit of meekness or whatever.
Considering thyself.
You can't restore. You can't restore somebody if you're moving away from them. You can't say you love them, or you can't even, you know, hey, how can I help you? Is there anything you want to talk to? I just want to listen to you. Some people just need a listening ear. I got some big ears. I listen a lot. So what I will say is, just learn how to push past. Your blessing could be past getting over the hurdle of the pain that you have experienced, because you've experienced this type of individual before, or you experienced this type of situation. Push past it. Let God overfill you with love and compassion for somebody else.
For everyone. And that's something else. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we want to pick and choose who we want to be friendly to and who we want to love. And what tends to happen is, inside of churches, there are a lot of cliques. And I understand there are people that you click with. That's, you know, it is what it is. But it doesn't mean that you have to exclude everybody else, or that you have to treat people different. That's really having to respect the person. And God says, having to respect the person. When you are only nice or sweet or yourself with certain people, because, you know, you're comfortable with them, or they, you know, are the kind of people you like, or those are my kind of people, you know, we are all family. And I understand, even with the cousins, there's some cousins you can get along with better than other cousins. That's totally understandable. But you still need to invite everybody to the table.
Come on.
You know, in a family reunion, everybody gets to eat. And so this is God's, we're supposed to be having God's family reunion. Yes. We are the family of God.
Yes.
You know, the blood of Jesus makes us all one. Yes. And we have to come together. And I understand, you know, there are different assemblies, people meet here and there. There's certain places that people are comfortable. That's all well and good. Certain places you can go to get food, certain food that you need in this particular season. That's fine. That's all well and good. But it doesn't mean that, you know, you should exclude other people or only be kind to those people who look like you, sound like you, dress like you, or who you're comfortable with. And so it's there have been a lot of people who have been damaged in the church because people are only nice to their cliques.
Come on, man.
And so they get injured inside the church because they get rejected inside the church.
Yeah.
We have to be friendly to everybody.
Yes.
We have to see everybody as our brothers and sisters in Christ. We have to treat everybody with love. Embrace everybody. You know, there's not a person I don't hug. I hug everybody.
Yeah.
I don't choose, oh, I'm gonna hug this person. The only people I don't hug are people who don't want to be hugged.
Right.
And even then I'd be like, well, can I just, you know, do a little elbow, something, I can just, you know,
you
something,
are,
you know, but, but the thing is, it's because I want to display love to everybody. There's nobody, I'm not going to withhold any good thing from anyone, because God doesn't withhold any good thing from me, and I'm his child, I'm his daughter. I was created in his image. A lot of things have come to disrupt that image, but my job is to have the mind of Christ and come back to that image.
Yes.
So that means that anything that is disrupting me or distorting that image, I have to deal with. And, you know, so I don't care, you know, maybe I'm blessed because I have no sense of smell. I've been able to smell in like, what, 7 years? So it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you stink. It don't matter if you're dirty. Different people are like, oh, I'm wet. I don't care. Oh, you know, I've been working. I don't care. I can do laundry.
Right,
but, you know, I'm going to love everybody. I'm not going to exclude anybody. We can't have anyone that we make to feel like they're not accepted. We are the representation of Christ.
Yes.
You know, we're accepted in the beloved.
Yeah. Loving people like God loves us will disrupt a lot of the behaviors that you see. And a lot of times, if we just really understand that we are natural disruptors in the spirit by power, the love in the Holy Ghost,
yeah,
we'll recognize there's no such thing as anybody you can't love. If God loves, you sent His Son in the earth to love everybody,
love
the world, who are we to pick and choose who we gonna love? We need to disrupt this whole thing of selfishness in ourselves and this bitterness and hurt and all these other little things that go on, distrustfulness. You know what I'm saying? We need to walk by faith and not by sight. It's not what it looks like. But as you know, it's a surface thing to be putting up a front, a shield. You need to get past that shield to the real them and love them. Disrupt these behaviors. Disrupt these spirits that's trying to come out and trying to thwart you from giving the love that God gave to you for free. And now you got to give that love away freely.
Amen. Yeah. So this is what I want to encourage. So I understand it's not always easy.
Yeah.
It's not always easy to push past the hurt that you had before, to push past the disappointment you've had before, to push past the way people have behaved and treated you before.
Yeah.
So the one thing I want to say is if you're having a hard time, seek out a ministry that does inner healing and deliverance.
Yeah.
It will help you. A few suggestions. We do it at Empower Kingdom Life Ministries. Ray Shipman, Apostle Ray Shipman at Welcome to Spirit, and our spiritual parents, Dr. Cheryl and Bishop Pisco at Evangel, under the leadership of Dr. Trish and Simon Presley. There are other ministries that do inner healing and deliverance. Cutting Edge Ministries, they all do inner healing and deliverance. Mm-hmm. Listen, find someone that can help you to push past, because God wants you to be your full free self, and you're not being your full free self if you're unable to love, if you're unable to show yourself friendly to others because of things that have happened before that have caused you to put up walls, caused you to put up a separation between you and your brothers and sisters. And this is something else. If your brothers and sisters, or you see someone who is acting some way and making you feel some hurt because they're not friendly, go to them in love. Like you say, Galatians 6:1, if your brothers and sisters are taking the fall, you have a spiritual resource to one, the spirit of meekness, considering itself. Go to them in love and say, you know what, I love you, but I don't always feel loved by you. Is it something I did? Is it something, some way I can help? Because I love you, and I just really want you to be, you know, free to be who God wants you to be. I don't even know how to even go about it, but if you've been hurt or, you know, offended, get some healing, and then go talk to people. A lot of times we don't talk. We just take it off, and then we go home, and then we let it brew and stew and turn into a big pot of ugly offensive mess. So, again, the word tells us if your brother or sister offends you, you go to them. You talk to them alone. You don't go gossip to your clique or gossip to your friends. So everybody sitting up there mean mugging and grimming everybody from across the sanctuary. That's not the way to do it. If there's an offense, you know, deal with it. And if the person still, you know, has issues, forgive them quickly. Do not allow anyone else's activities or ways to control you and have power over your ability to love and show yourself friendly and be obedient to what God has called you to do.
Love isn't love until you give it away.
Amen. So show yourself friendly. Yeah. Make friends. Strive for unity in the body. Smile.
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 Smile. We're smiling.
Yes, we are. Anyway.
Smile even if you don't feel.
Amen.
Come on.
So join us next week. This has been Paid to Speak. Join us next week. Let me tell you, next week, we're going to be talking about pornography and its effects.
Ooh.
That's a heavy show, y'all.
I won't be on this show.
pornography and its effects. So join us next Thursday at 9 p.m. I'm Stephanie Page and
I'm John Nathan Lee.
We are the Pages. The Pages speak. If we've been a blessing, you can always, you know, bless us back. You can donate via PayPal, paypal.me at the Pages speak, or Cash App at $ the Pages speak. We love you. Until next time, God bless you. And
we love you. You can't do nothing about it.
Nope. Smile.